broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you. It is, my goodness, it's May 26th already. We're just about halfway through the year. We're back in the clubhouse. Welcome inside. It's a beautiful day. And thank you to all the folks at the Mid-Pacific Country Club for making me feel so comfortable. And to Dwight Akagi and David Yokoi, Bobby Femia, Susan Earn, all of the ladies, Mid-Pacific Country Club, Women's Division. You rocked that Jenny Kay. The 67th tournament was absolutely awesome, and congratulations to all of the players. My guest this morning, Jane Geddes, CEO, EWGA, two-time major championship winner, 11-time winner on the LPGA Tour, and she's even got some experience with the WWE. You know, having experience with the WWE in promotions, boy, that opens your eyes. I can't wait to talk with her. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible first. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Allen Nakata & Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Allen Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Jane Geddes, CEO, Executive Women's Golf Association, 11-time winner on the LPGA Tour, U.S. Women's Open Championship, the LPGA Championship, going to EWGA from her last official office with the International Association of Golf Administrators, a law degree from Stetson University, LPGA Tour Executive. The EWGA board president, Hillary Tuohy, said Jane's successful career and time spent in leadership roles with the LPGA Tour, WWE Inc., and with the IAGA make her an extraordinary fit for EWGA and will propel our organization to the next level. Welcome to the show, Jane.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow. That was quite the introduction. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to have you on the show. And I need to ask you something. I was reading, of course, your bio, and I mentioned a lot of things here. But in addition to the U.S. Women's Open Championship and the LPGA Championship, it says you won the Women's British Open.
Mm-hmm.
So doesn't
I did.
Doesn't it make you a three-time major champion?
You know, In the world right now of trying to figure out what to grandfather in and what to grandfather out, or not grandfather in, which there was a discussion about that, I think it was last year with Indy Park. I don't even know how it all came out. But, it wasn't official then, so I feel weird, like, you know, saying that I'm a three-time major championship winner. Two sounds fine to me, and when everyone decides they're going to grandfather everything in, then I'll say three.
Yes.
So how's that?
Totally get it. I a lot of people don't know the history, so I completely understand, and that's why I wanted to make it clear, because if I was going to say U.S. Women's Open, LPGA Championship, Women's British, you know, everybody's
sounds good, though.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
You're awesome. You're amazing. And, you know, what's amazing about Jane Geddes, the CEO now of Executive Women's Golf Association, is she started golf with her heels dug in, saying, no, Mom, I don't want to play this game. And you were 16.
Yeah, I was old, right?
Yeah.
For golfers, that's people ask me, when did you start playing? And I always say, oh, I was old, you know? But, I played a lot of different sports, and It was right time at the right place. It's the right everything. Right teacher. It was just one of those things. I look at it, it was sort of like fate, you know? So.
It was perfect. I mean, whose teacher did you have? Your mom went to, whose teacher?
Derek Hardy, who at that time, I had just moved to Charleston, South Carolina, or just outside of Charleston, a little town called Somerville, and Beth Daniel had just won her second U.S. amateur. And so she was pretty famous in Charleston then, and her teacher, Derek Hardy, there was an article in the paper about he and Beth. And so that's how my mom discovered Derek, and Derek ended up being my coach and teacher really, you know, for the majority of my career.
I love it. Your mom is a powerhouse. She just decides that she's going to go get Beth Daniels' coach to coach you.
Yeah. Wow. You know, and my mom didn't even play golf, but she's just trying to keep me occupied at that point. So
that's a good idea at 16.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's get to the EWGA. You know, I'm one of the founding members of the Hawaii chapter, and I'm still on the board. And a lot of times we come up against the Executive Women's Golf Association. Women go, well, I'm not an executive. And how do you answer that?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I don't have an answer for that right now, but I will soon.
I know you will.
I'm about a month in the job, and we are, I have a fantastic board of directors that are an unbelievably dynamic group of women that are really committed to, you know, really taking the EWGA to the next level. And we are going to start a strategic planning process in about a week and a half. And I need to answer that question, and I don't have an answer for it yet. You know, I played in a Legends Tour event last week and got to see all my friends, and I hadn't seen them since I took the job. And, you know, a ton of them were like, you know, I'll join the EWGA, but I'm not an executive. And I was like, no, you can still join. You can still, you know, so,
yes,
you know,
yes.
I mean, it's, you know, there's arguments born against the name and what it represents, and you're a member and you've been on, you know, you understand that, right? You understand the conversation that revolves around that, and it's challenging. And what do we really, really want to be, and what do we want to represent? We're gonna figure that out.
I always go back to the core. I always take it back to the core and say, well, the woman who founded the EWGA found herself being left out of so many golf experiences that men were having in the office. They would come back after this bonding experience, you know, playing in a charitable event or whatever it was. And they'd, you know, like talking about their day and just, you know, and they'd made friends. And she's on the outside from the gate. And she said, I am going to learn this game. I'm going to create a place where women can learn this game. Women who don't know the game but would like to get in and feel so, you know, disenfranchised when they walk into a pro shop. So and then it's for everyone. It's for students. It's, you know, who want to start the game. Maybe a young student wants to get from high school. She's in college, doesn't know where. Join the EWGA, and you'll find people to play with, and then it works around the world.
That's
really quite an amazing organization now in Italy and international. So when we talk about another thing that the EWGA board president, Hillary Tuohy, said when she wrote about Jane Geddes becoming CEO of the Executive Women's Golf Association. Jane's on the phone now. President Tuohy said, I am honored to have been named as CEO of EWGA, or rather, I'm sorry, you did. yes, this is from Jane, that you're at such a pivotal time for women in golf. What do you see as this pivotal time?
So it's really interesting in the industry right now. So I've been obviously around golf my whole life, and you know, when you're playing, you're just kind of there, right? You're playing the game. You're not too really interested in what's going on in the industry. You just worry about your game, right? And so when I got on the corporate side, on the LPJ side, you know, I obviously got involved in the industry and was fortunate enough to sit on the Golf 2020 board and be a part of really, be a part of the team that was the industry leaders and what they were focusing on and whatnot. And that was, you know, I guess that was probably 5 years ago. And I've forgotten at this point when I kind of, maybe 6 years ago. And it was interesting because at that point it was, you know, how do we grow the game? We got to figure this out. You know, LPGA, USGA Girls Golf was just kind of there starting. And it was more about how do we gather it up? How do we get all the people? Now, fast forward to now, and I, again, had a seat on the board when I was with the IAGA. So I got back into the fold, hadn't went to my first meeting in January. And one of the things that stood out most to me was the focus on not only LPGA USU Girls Golf, which is clearly a developmental girls program, but the fact that one of the four initiatives that the golf industry is focusing on right now are women playing golf. That was never the case. And so whether people were saying, yeah, we got to get women to play, yeah, but the industry was not. And if the industry doesn't focus on it, you know, if you're in the game, you understand that there's only so much you can do, right?
Yes.
And so when I heard that in January, I thought, wow, that's awesome. But now what do we do with it? What do we do with that? Because saying it is one thing, but doing something with it is another. Because there's a lot of women out there that play the game, and there's a lot of women out there that would like to play the game but don't have really any idea what's the on-ramp.
Yes, how to get in.
What's the on-ramp to playing golf? I mean, it's not intuitive at all, and it needs to be.
The industry getting involved was really critical because they see the bottom line. If the industry gets involved, then they see the dollars that they'll earn from all of the things that you need to play golf.
And the demographic for women, in purchasing, that's like kind of standard right now, right? Everyone's focusing on women because women are the ones that have the purchasing power. And they're the one making the decisions. And so the golf industry, they're a little behind on it, as far as just that being sort of common knowledge, but that's okay. At least there's a focus on it now. And so we have to grab that and make sure that does not go by the wayside.
Right.
So I look at the EWGA as, we're the only women's, really the only national women's association that has the numbers and the power to say, hey, we want to be a part of this mix. And whether it's, only executives or executives and others, who knows? Who knows what it is? But the Women's Executive Golf Association needs to be lockstep with whatever that movement is.
Whatever.
For sure.
Yes. Yes. And I think it should be inclusive, that we're just a place where women can come together, feel safe, enjoy each other's company, get on the course, let everything go, play 9 holes, play 3 holes, play 18 holes. It doesn't have to be so rigid, and I mean, the industry's moving in that direction anyway. So let's embrace that opportunity where they're understanding our time concerns. Speaking of time spent at WWE, I thought, wow, did it change your view of promoting golf?
Yeah, it changed my view of promotion, period. I mean, the WWE is, for those of us that work there, sort of the standard line is, it's an unbelievable entertainment juggernaut. And oh, by the way, there's a little bit of wrestling going on. it is, and that is so appropriate for really what WWE is about. I mean, it's a really dynamic, just an amazingly dynamic company. And Vince McMahon, started this company a long time ago on the shoestrings of just saying, I'm going to be the best at whatever it is. And it was wrestling for him, and it was wrestling business. And, as they call it, it's really entertainment. It's not really wrestling, right? But we'll call it wrestling for now. But, they are a company that does things 110%, unbelievably creative, unbelievably cutting edge in everything that they do, in marketing, in advertising, in social media, in technology. They just launched a network 2 years ago. I mean, and already have, a 1.5 million followers that follow WWE only. I mean, so, if you don't know about it, you wouldn't have any reference point, but the people that know about it say, yeah, it's one of those things. It's just an amazing product. And it allowed me to see what is possible, because in WWE's eyes, everything's possible.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of the world they live in. And so, you know, when you come out of that and you're living in it, you know, you believe it, and they make you believe it. And it's true, right? So I come into this job that I'm in right now, and I look at it and I go, wow, this is an amazing opportunity. There's a lot of women that play golf in the world.
Yes, and a lot of women.
I don't need to say anything else. You know, I mean, that's the way I look at it. There's a lot of women that play golf in the world that would, you know, and those that don't even play yet that would love to play. So that's the opportunity.
We do clinics, we do socials, we do lots of get-togethers. And so I was reading, we're talking with Jane Geddes, CEO, Executive Women's Golf Association, 11-time winner on the LPGA Tour, two-time major championship winner. And your driver is your favorite club.
Yeah.
So if your driver's on, is your putter on?
My putter is never on. My putter just kind of, yeah. It was on every now and then, but it was not my best. Just never has been my best real thing, you know?
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
If my driver was always on and my putter was always on, it would have been a totally different career situation. So, but that's okay.
Yeah, I get it. I was just, you know, some people say, well, you know, something, driver's your club, it'll give you confidence in your putting.
If your
putter's on, it'll give you confidence. And, you know, so, you know, it's all very
exactly.
individual, guys. So,
exactly.
Yeah. All right. How do you see the EWGA? I mean, you must have, you know, wanting to grow women's golf.
Mm-hmm.
And embracing more women. How are we going to bring them in?
Well, we have to create a program where, you know, women that want to play golf or that play golf, they're different than men that want to play golf. There's a different mindset of what is comfortable for women playing golf. And so we have to acknowledge that, we have to embrace it, and we have to create environments for women to be able to have an opportunity to be as comfortable as they can be coming to a driving range, going to a golf course, figuring out what to do. I mean, women need to go, they need to know what to wear. What am I going to bring? Where do I stand? What do I have to do? We have to provide all that information, and we have to be that on-ramp to say it's okay. And by the way, here are all the values that go along with that. The benefits of playing golf, whether it's exercise, whether it's networking, whether it's doing exactly what you talked about Nancy Oliver wanting to do, which was connect in their career.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to talk about, and there's a lot to offer. But we have to be able to have clear and concise opportunities to be able to present, whether it's developmental, whether it's, like you said, social, whether it's people that want to play three holes, whether it's people that are really competitive. That's all okay, by the way. And what about the people that go play Top Golf?
Oh,
they're golfers too, you know?
Because they
think they're golfers, so they're golfers.
Well,
and so what do we do with that gamut of people, right? They're all, to me, that's all the opportunity of those are all EWGM members just waiting. But we have to have something for them. Right?
It
can't
yes.
just be, you know, well, you can come to the, you know, you can play competitive golf. A lot of people don't want to play competitive golf. And that's okay. I don't want to play competitive golf right now.
No, I just want
I
to
want
have
to play
fun.
Nine holes, and I want, you know, I want to have fun with my friends.
Yes.
And that's, you know, I don't have time. So I get that, you know, but that's not to say that's not for everybody, you know, and we have to be really inclusive. I mean, we have to be really careful as women to be inclusive. Because we can't stand up and say, geez, we're being so excluded, and then we have an organization that's not inclusive. We have to be really careful about that.
Thank you.
We're not sending the message that we're not preaching, you know, we're not practicing what we preach. And so we have to be really, really, really careful of that. And I'm very conscious of that. I've lived in that world for too long, and I don't want to represent what that represents.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear that, because inclusivity is the most important thing. So all
yep.
women feel like they're a part of a team. I was talking about the women's division at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. My goodness, for 67 years, this group of women have put on this amazing amateur women's event. Five flights mm-hmm. every year. And they're this wonderful, loving team. I'm sure they have arguments.
Right.
But they're...
So doesn't everybody.
Yes, exactly. And everybody feels, you know, the E-flight, and she's 80, and the, you know, and the championship
awesome.
Flight, and she's 13, you know, it's...
But that's awesome.
It's awesome. Exactly.
But that's what it should be. It's about women playing golf, period. Period.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it, you know, and so there's, it's like I said, you know, I think there's tremendous opportunity with this this organization. You know, I hope I'm a part of taking it to the next level. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm committed to doing. And you know, it's fun. I feel like I'm just extending and giving back to what I truly believe in and what has made my life unbelievably amazing. You know, I mean, this game has given me everything. So I want to give it to other people, and I want to give those people the opportunity, you know.
Jane Geddes, CEO, Executive Women's Golf Association. Ladies, join us. Join us and come and have some
yes.
fun. And if you don't know how to play, that's
EWGA.
What we're all about.
EWGA.com.
Thank you so much
right?
for being on the show. I really appreciate
okay,
your time.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
I'll talk to
you.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We're going to come back and talk with a woman who created a company, and then she wrote a book, a children's book. It's the perfect book for a golf family, a young family. And, it's called Your First Golf Lesson. It's absolutely adorable. But before we're going to take a break, of course, and I just want to thank all the people who are involved in the show, and I also want to give you some tee times, because there's a lot of people out there playing this morning, having a great round of golf at Poipu Bay. There's an 11:40, a 12:10, and the Ishikawa Group, the Telecop, and the Southside Men's Club are all going out today, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, a relative? Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance bathing, hygiene. How about home care, you know, to give you peace of mind just a few hours a week, or you can have 24/7. You choose the number of hours. Need help? That's the name of it. It's a plan for you. It's 7 days a week. It doesn't matter how many hours a day that you want to have, need help helping your loved one, your parent, your spouse, a relative. The number is 548-7526. It's for your parents, for your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Need help. It's on Oahu and Maui. It's in all 50 states. Tell them Danielle sent you. But here's a little bit more about need help.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The good news is, today seniors are living longer than ever before. The problem is, as we grow older, life becomes more challenging. Statistics show 3 out of 4 seniors will need some form of home care in their lifetime. The solution most people are aware of is a long-term care nursing home policy. The problem is, the strict underwriting conducted in order to be accepted. Even seniors who appear healthy are rejected because of their health history, prescription medications, and more. And these days, long-term care policies are primarily written to people ages 45 to 64. So, for people 65 and older, now what do you do? True Freedom Premier Plans from American Senior Services Incorporated are the most viable alternative to long-term care insurance today. With a True Freedom membership, you're purchasing access to home care hours that can be utilized when you need them. The plans feature no underwriting, no claim forms, no deductibles, and no age limits. True Freedom plans are available and identical in all 50 states. Clients select 1 of 4 available plans containing the amount of hours they prefer. When service is required, the member simply calls a toll-free number to the customer care center. They set up your care, coordinate the hours you specify, and pay the bills. One call does it all. Think of it like a home care concierge plan. And because it's a membership, there are no health triggers to receive service, no claim forms, and no paperwork. The plans arrange personal care assistance for things such as dressing, bathing, hygiene, meal planning and preparation, grocery shopping, light cleaning, medication reminders, being accompanied to doctor's appointments, and more, all from the comfort of your own home. A senior's safety and wellness at home are what's most important. That's why the plans allow you to receive service from a licensed home care agency or gives you the freedom to select a trusted friend or neighbor to assist you at home. Most health care coverage does not include this type of service. Are you the child of an aging parent? Does your work, current location, or ongoing responsibilities prohibit you from being there for an elder loved one? Tell them about True Freedom Premier Plans right now. True Freedom Plans can arrange for care up to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week service. The value of plan hours automatically increases with the cost of home care over time, and members are rewarded with a decrease in membership fees the first 4 years if no home care service is utilized. American Senior Services Incorporated is backed by an experienced management team working with seniors for over 30 years. They have the highest recognition and endorsement by Dun & Bradstreet and have earned their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Find out how a True Freedom Premier Plan can bring peace of mind and security to your family by contacting a representative today.
The number is 548-7526. Get in touch with the people that need help. They're on Oahu and Maui. They're in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. All right, we're going to give you the forecast real quick. It's mostly sunny in the morning and becoming mostly cloudy. Windward and Mauka mainly with scattered showers. And on the leeward side, isolated showers in the morning and scattered showers in the afternoon. The winds are out of the east at 15 miles an hour. We have now a wonderful young lady who created the cutest book. She is the author of Your First Golf Lesson. It is, of course, a children's book. And welcome to the show, Heather Berman.
Hi, Danielle. How are you this morning?
I'm just fine. How about you?
Good.
Good. Are you having fun in Hawaii?
I am. We're loving it. We're so sad that we have to leave tomorrow already. We feel like we just got here.
Okay. When you got here, what did you do? I mean, you went to Kualoa. Where did you go to the beach?
We are staying at the Turtle Bay Resort. So there's a nice private beach right in front of the villa where we're staying. So, of course, we had to hit that first. The kids were anxious to get there, so the closer was better.
Heather, frustrated by inadequate choices, grandmother Grace was helpful in getting everything started for you, wasn't she?
Yes, her and I were pretty close growing up, and she actually passed away. It's been about 6 years ago now, but she kind of passed on her creativity and love of all things creative, which sort of has driven my whole career path in general. I started my personalized gift company, and when my son was born, was looking for a book to read to him about golf, and my husband is a huge golfer. He played in college, and I couldn't find anything that I thought really would be entertaining for him to read to him, entertaining for me, obviously, because he doesn't understand, when they're born, they don't understand what you're saying anyway.
Yes.
But, so I thought, well, shoot, if nobody's gonna write one, I guess I'll just have to. So that started that journey.
Your First Golf Lesson. It's a children's book. What are you highlighting? I mean, teaching some of the principles of the game of golf, but they're life principles. They're, that's what golf is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's some of the written rules as well as the unwritten rules. It talks about what you wear, what should you wear before you get ready to go to the golf course, and, what kind of mindset you should have preparing to play play the sport. And, in part of the book, one of the pages, it talks about, you've seen these pros on TV, but don't be discouraged that when you first get out there, you're not that good, because they went out there for the first time one day too, and they weren't that good either. So, just kind of talks about never give up, and it's just a good message for young kids, and it's entertaining, has some funny little things that adults will laugh at, and inside maybe jokes about FootJoy shoes and different things like that, adults will be entertained by and get a little chuckle out of too. So.
Well, when I coach Aloha State Junior Golf, I just help out. Our main coach, Mitch, of course, is the man, but there are a lot of kids, and sometimes, you know, they just want somebody to be there, and it's at those moments when, you know, they don't have contact, when it's not happening three or four times, and just telling them, you know, don't worry about it. It happens to everybody. It happens to everybody. And just try again. Let's just focus a little bit more. So your book is perfect to tell people not, or tell little children, which we all really are inside, don't ever give up. Just keep going with your dream.
That's right. Yeah, yesterday I needed to read my book because I played Kahuku over there, the nine hole, which the views were amazing. But I had a lot of not giving up because I was not playing very well. I was not playing very well. So there was a lot of high numbers on the scorecard yesterday. But you know what? I finished it out, and, you know, just another life experience under the belt. And maybe next time I'll do a little bit better. But
was it breezy?
No, we were so surprised at how close it was to the ocean, and there was no breeze. It was sunny, though. It was nice and sunny. Not very breezy.
No, okay. I wasn't sure because Kahuku's right on the point, you know. So
yeah.
And did you see the beach next to the right along? It's amazing. The whole area is incredible, isn't it?
And then the mountains on the other side.
Yeah.
And it was definitely an experience. I took my dad out there. We're what you call hobbyists in the golf industry, and you know, we had some fun. My husband caddied for us, so he gave us pointers. He just looked on from afar and laughed at us the whole time, I think. But
no wonder you had a hard time.
That's right. I think he did more laughing than caddying, which is why we did so terrible.
Yes, exactly. Hey, honey, hush.
Right.
Where can we find your products?
It's available several locations. Locally, should be at some of the Barnes & Noble's locations. I know on Maui, I believe in Oahu as well. And then it's on Amazon. You can get it on Target.com. Mascot Book, Books a Million. There's a great little golf gift shop called GreatGolfMemories.com. It's available there. It's available on my website, hbeermandesigns.com.
That's what I was wanting to, hbeerman.com. That's hbeermandesigns.com. Because not only will you find your first golf lesson, the children's book, you'll also find some really cute things to buy.
Yeah. If you have young children, you know, everybody loves a gift that has that little personal touch. So the shop has tons of items, baby gifts, some for women, some, you know, adult gifts as well, but mostly children's gifts that can be personalized and given as something a little extra special.
Yeah, no, you've got one package that has your first golf lesson. It's a children's book, and it's really cool. You'll like it. And then it comes, you can get the package. Is it, I can't remember the name of the cat.
It comes with a little a jelly cat bear.
Jelly cat bear.
Yeah.
He's cute too.
They are so soft. It is amazing. They're the soft jelly cat. I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent, but they are the softest stuffed animals that you've ever felt. So they're so amazing.
And then you'll monogram
them.
You'll monogram them.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Some of them can be monogrammed, and but you can also check out yourfirstgolflesson.com, and that shows all the locations that the book's available.
Okay,
well, and a little bit more background information.
Cool. Too. Okay, it's yourfirstgolflesson.com. You can also go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to Amazon, Target.com, just lots of different places. But you should go to yourfirstgolflesson.com and get the background on it. Heather, so much fun talking with you, and I'm so glad you went to Kahuku Golf Course.
My husband played at Turtle Bay, the Arnold Palmer course, the day before, and he said, this looks just a little bit different than the one I played. But that's okay. Kahuku is more my speed, I feel like. I was listening to your conversation with Jane, and I was reminiscing back to college when I first went and played golf with some friends for the first time. And they said, do you have clubs? I said, no, just give me one of the clubs out of your bag. I'll just, I think I played the whole round with a 3-wood, cutting it and everything. So my golf game's come a long way for sure.
That's awesome. Well, I think Kahuku Golf Course is going to be featured in a book that's coming out about the 25 top nines in the country. So,
awesome.
Yeah, you've played it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Heather Berman, thank you. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
And you can find her book at yourfirstgolflesson.com. It's a wonderful children's book, entertaining introduction to the game of golf for even the littlest aspiring golfer in your life. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk Women in Golf Month. Kapalua Golf Academy, Ben Hongo, joining us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Heat up the ball, be grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy, and Kelly Burke-Williams, Director of Sales and Marketing, Kapalua Golf and Tennis. Women's Golf Month is June. Of course, Women's Golf Day is June 6th, but Women's Golf Month starts at Kapalua on June 3rd, with a clinic on Saturday and a social on Sunday, plus 9 holes. So it's 9 and wine on Sunday and the clinic on Saturday. So do we have Ben Hongo on? Oh, awesome. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Excellent. Director of Instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy. It is so cool that you're with us, and you're doing not just the clinic on the 3rd, but also the 9 and wine. Will you be with them during the golf, or is that just for them to go out and have fun?
Yeah, they're just going to be on their own, and they'll just, you know, they'll be on their own having fun.
Yeah.
They don't want me out there.
They don't want you out there.
No.
They want to come and see you on the 3rd, on Saturday,
exactly,
for the instruction. What is the clinic? Tell us about how you're going to do it.
Well, I think there's, you know, a few issues I hear a lot from the ladies when I'm giving golf lessons. And I think those are going to be the, you know, kind of a focal point for me. So, you know, I think, you know, starting like on a putting green, a lot of ladies will tell me that they don't really understand, you know, how to read a green. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. In the swing, you know, two things I hear all the time from the female side of the game is, one is they have a hard time getting the irons off the ground. And the third one is, I think this is on both sides, you know, whether it's men or women, but they want to hit the golf ball further. So I'm going to kind of focus on those three things.
Yeah.
In our clinic. Yeah.
What is it about hitting the golf ball further that you can tell us right now? Just a little tease.
To hit the ball further, I think it's just incorporating, you know, just the weight of the golf club. You know, a lot of people are told to keep their heads down. And, you know, you have to kind of understand that when you swing the golf club in a circular motion, and, you know, there's a couple of forces here that you're fighting against. So one's gravity and the other one's the centrifugal force trying to drive the club into the ground. And a lot of people are told to keep their head down. So what happens is the mass kind of goes with the club head And people start to chicken wing, because when they make that movement to the ground with their head, the club's going to hit the ground so hard that it's going to hurt. So a lot of people start to chicken wing. What you see on the tour, you know, if you look at the longest hitters out there, let's just say Bubba Watson on the, you know, PGA Tour, then let's see, say Lexi Thompson on the LPGA Tour. What you see a lot of those powerful players do is when they get into impact, the body's almost going up. You know, so in order for you to really create that force going one way, you have to have a counterforce.
Yep.
and I think, you know, a lot of people are instructed the opposite. Let's just kind of go with the club into the ground. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about just basic footwork. Just conceptually trying to get that thought of trying to keep the head down and kind of delete that. And, you know, I certainly don't want to have people like pop up and everything, but, you know, Annika Sorenstam, how many majors did she win?
Oh,
a lot. I don't know, 12 or something like that, without ever looking at the ball at impact.
Yeah.
You know, so,
Well, it's amazing. Lexi has almost both feet off the ground at impact.
Absolutely.
So she's, you know, using that the power of the force of the earth.
Yes.
To push that ball. Boom. I mean, you can just feel it. And just yes. Feel it in your gut. This is Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy, and Kelly Burke Williams, Director of Sales and Marketing. She's here too about the social on Sunday. So you'll go to the clinic, of course, with Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy. If, you know, you learn all of these things that he's going to teach you, then you relax because you're looking out over this glorious vista. It's got to be the most beautiful range to be practicing on. And then you're going to, on Sunday, you're going to come back and you're going to practice those skills. Which course are we going to be doing nine and wine on?
We will be at the Bay Course at Kapalua.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
People don't
understand.
Yeah,
we'll be playing the front nine of the Bay Course, so right along the water's edge, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
On my Facebook page, I have the seventh hole up. Yeah, it's perfect. Took a shot of the seventh hole and used that to illustrate the Women's Golf Month is June. Women's Golf Day is the 6th, but Women's Golf Month starts at Kapalua on June 3rd, the clinics on Saturday, and the social with the nine holes and then the wine is on June 4th. So what time does everything start, Kelly?
Sure. So Troon Golf is celebrating Women's Golf Month, so we're going to have a couple of different events. As Ben mentioned, we're going to have the clinic on Saturday, June 3rd. That's going to be from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Kapalua Golf Academy. And then followed by that, on Sunday, we have the Women's 9 and Wine. We're going to start our tee times around 3:30 on the Bay Course. And then immediately after that, we're going to have some fun with some wine and poo-poos at the Pineapple Grill Restaurant, which is located adjacent to the Bay Course. So we have a couple of people already signed up. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're really looking forward to it.
The Nine and Wine, the wine is at the Pineapple Grill. Of course, it's an award-winning best Hawaiian regional cuisine. So it's an awesome place for you to relax after the nine on the Bay Course, and then the wine at the Pineapple Grill. It's really marvelous. What is the fee for the clinic with you, Ben?
It's going to be $75 for the clinic. It's a two-hour clinic.
It's a two hours for $75.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a real good deal. And what are you going to cover again in addition to going long?
Yeah, we're going to hit that ball long ways.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to do a little bit of everything. So I'm going to do, you know, a quick thing on reading greens. And we'll do a little short game, chipping, pitching. And then, you know, I'm going to also kind of flow with the request of the players, too. I'm sure they're probably going to want to go in the bunker.
Oh, go in the bunker. Sure.
Yeah.
I want to go to the beach, of course.
Exactly. Exactly.
maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah, if you're not very good at it, a bunker, just stay away from it, right?
You know what surprises me is how actually easy it is to come out of a bunker when you know how to.
Yeah, correct. Correct. A lot of people make it very complicated. We're going to keep it really simple.
I'm glad, because I was like, wow, that works. Wow, that works.
Yeah.
Okay, and for the nine and wine on Sunday, Kelly, how much is it going to cost?
That's going to be $85 plus tax per person. So we're going to have everything included, the nine holes, some shared poo-poos, and then a couple of our house wines, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's good. Wow. That's a very nice, very nice. Who do we get in touch with? How do we sign up?
Sure. You can call our reservations team, 1-877-COPALOA, or call the 808 line, which is 808-669-8044. We also have more information on our website, golf@kapalua.com.
Okay, it's golf@kapalua.com or AAT.
Correct.
Yeah, you spell it all out.
Right.
Yep.
golfatkapalua.com. And the telephone number is 808-669-8044. That's 808-669-8044. Or you can call the toll-free number, and that's 1-877-Kapalua.
Correct.
Isn't it great that Kapalua has seven letters?
Never even thought about it.
I find wonder in the strangest things. Yes. Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction. I wish I were there for the green reading, because that's something that I'm not sure. I just kind of look at the grass. I look at the lay of the land. And then I do my best guesstimate of how that ball's going to roll. And I often wonder if, you know, there's got to be some secret that people practice for hours. I think somebody once saw Arnold Palmer at Bayview, and he was just outside the restaurant. The fellow was watching, and he kept hitting that ball. It was like two or three footers, right? Just hitting and hitting and hitting and sinking them and sinking them. And the fellow asked him, Mr. Palmer, why are you practicing that putt for so long? And I think Mr. Palmer responded, they all have to go in. So there we go.
I'll give you a real quick tip on reading greens.
Okay. Ready.
If you imagine dumping, let's say 100 million gallons of water on the green all at once, and imagine how they would drain off the green, that's how the balls are going to break on the green.
That's how the ball's going to break.
Yeah. Because there's a 100% chance that if you drop a ball, shoulder height, that the ball's going which way? Downwards, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So drainage is basically a function of the gravity. So if you kind of know where a low point is, that's where the ball's breaking towards.
So that's why greenskeepers are so good at making greens so treacherous with their hole placement.
Correct. Yes.
They know everything about that green.
Correct. You are absolutely right.
It's a pleasure talking with you, Ben. I can't wait to see you again. Kapalua. It's always fun. Tournament of Champions. And you can find Ben Hongo, PGA and Director of Instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy. Take a lesson. Ben Hongo, number one instructor in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest in 2013. Okay, his women's golf clinic is Saturday, June 3rd. It's $75. We are celebrating Women's Golf Month at Kapalua. In addition to Ben Hongo's clinic, Kelly is here to tell us about the Women's Golf Month event, the Nine and Wine, on June 4th. What time did you say that starts?
3:30 p.m.
3:30 in the afternoon. Okay, so it's 3:30 in the afternoon. Nine holes on the bay course. It's beautiful, really beautiful. LPGA played the bay course, and Morgan Pressel won the year we had the LPGA event there. That was fabulous. Thanks so much, both of you, for being on the show. Kelly, a pleasure having you on, and Ben, always fun talking with you.
Yes, aloha, and we'll hopefully see you soon.
See you soon. Yes. Hey, y'all hit the sweet spot every time. Thank you, Kelly. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
We're going to come back after this. We've got another women's golf event going on. It is also a Troon property, only it's on Kauai. And we'll talk with Andrew Schmidt, the assistant professional from the Makai Golf Course, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000.
1,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow, 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Oahuans, I have something for you, too. We've been to Maui, and now we're going to go to Kauai. But first, a Saturday on June 10th, 9 to 11, Washington Intermediate, yes, HGRA sample sale with golf shirts and shoes and equipment and sponsored by the Hawaii Golf Representatives Association. That's at Washington Intermediate, same place, 9 to 11. All right, and it's on June 10. That is a Saturday in a couple of weeks. It's amazing how fast time flies when you're having fun, yes? Or when you're working hard. And that's where we need to go and relax. Relax and just enjoy getting outside. And that's what Women's Golf Day is, to relax, enjoy, meet women that you may not know in the community who like to play the same game you do. It'd be like being a baseball player or a softball player, or a bowler, or anybody, any kind of, and then, you know, you come and you're like, I don't have anybody to play with. I love this sport. I would really like to play field hockey, but I can't find anybody to play it with, you know? And here's golfers, and I'd love to learn, but I don't know who to find. None of the people in my social or family, they don't play golf. That's what Women's Golf Day, we're reaching out to women who'd like to play the game. Hey, I'm not great, and I'm sidelined for now. That's just the way it is, and I've got to deal with it. But Doug Sutter, the GM at Princeville Mackay Golf Club, helped put together this great June 6th Women's Golf Day event. It's international. It's happening 692 locations in 46 countries. It's amazing. And I'm kudos to Princeville Mackay on Kauai participating in this event with some fabulous deals, including 15% off regularly priced logoed golf apparel, a 1 hour full swing clinic, 3-hole scramble with professional on the most scenic holes on the Mackay course, a glass of Prosecco on the signature number 7, watching the sunset, the souvenir stemless wine glass etched with the Mackay logo is yours to keep, plus discounted private golf instruction exclusive to these participants, and the price is only $60 per person. All right. The person is going to be taking you out on those beautiful 3 holes, the scramble after the clinic, is none other than Andrew Schmidt, PGA Associate Golf Professional. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. It is, now what are you going to teach when you do the clinic? Do you have something all set up?
You know what? My specialty, I focus on the, I think of the acronym PGA, which is posture, grip, and alignment.
That's perfect.
And so with those three fundamentals, Danielle, what it does is it just makes it much easier for any player to become more consistent with making good contact with the golf ball.
Let me ask you something. We all struggle with our posture, sitting for hours, you know, seems like days, during the day. You know, you're just sitting, and pretty soon your shoulders are like, you're like a turtle walking around with a shell on your back.
Exactly. You get hunched over from being at the desk or on the computer.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times that will work against you with your posture in golf.
So what do you suggest that we do to, like, unturtleize ourselves?
Exactly. Well, I do a couple of, you know, I like to use a lot of different training drills that are connected to the golf swing just to kind of loosen up the golfers. And for someone that never has picked up a golf club at all, I just go through some stretches and routines that help people just open up.
Interesting. I like that. Will you show them that during this clinic?
Guaranteed. That's exactly how I start every single clinic that I do, Danielle.
Oh, good. Now, see, I was
just
watching
basic,
Yeah,
what I was going to say is just something as simple as just lifting the arms up as high as possible and turning the back to the target so that you can let gravity help the club fall down and just really loosen up the person in different ways, you know, starting with that first.
I was watching Rory McIlroy on television, and he's not going to play in the Memorial. He's trying to get totally healthy so he can play in the Open, the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this elastic band that he was pulling, you know, because he's got that rib injury. So he was in his chest high, very straight back, and he was pulling this plastic band and back and forth, just making his arms not go all the way back, just to the side.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, right, just that movement, and I'm doing it as I'm sitting here, just that movement, it strengthens those shoulder blades and back there.
Oh, my God, Daniel, that's something that you just hit on that I think is something that I always share with other golfers, is you can do little stretches just sitting in your chair at work. You know, something as simple as sitting straight up and just turning your shoulders as if you're trying to look behind you. Something as simple as that, because you can't use your hips to do the turning because you're sitting down.
Yeah.
But it's a great stretch that you can do that would complement you getting out on the golf course.
Yeah, fantastic. So posture, grip, alignment. For people, you know, like alignment, what does he mean? What do you mean?
Exactly. Good question. And, you know, a lot of the phrases that we use in golf instructions can go right over top of people's heads, you know. Especially somebody who's had no interaction with golf whatsoever. So when I say alignment, what I mean is just how we align our bodies to hit our shots a certain direction. So when we align correctly, it makes it easier for the club to go through and pass our body towards our target easier.
Wow. Will that include, like, where to put the ball?
Exactly. That includes that. Where to put that golf ball?
Where does it go?
It's a little thing, but it makes a big difference.
Yes. Does it go in the middle of my feet, or does it go by this,
exactly. Exactly. And so what I do, Danielle, with everyone is I share how simple it can be to where we place the golf ball, how we align ourselves, what our posture is, and, you know, just real basic things for gripping the club that make such a huge impact.
Andrew Schmidt, PGA Associate Golf Professional. I wish I was there for Women's Golf Day, the Princeville Mackay course on June 6th. I don't have the day, the time. I've got the day. I've got it $60.
It's going to be 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Daniel.
Okay, so we can watch the sunset.
Exactly. That's the whole idea. So we have a great clinic, followed by the three-hole playing lesson with a glass of Prosecco watching the sunset. It's such a great way.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And I get a souvenir for 15% off with the logo golf apparel. See? So it's all there.
It keeps going and going and going.
It keeps going and going. This is really cool. Only $60 for an hour clinic, a three-hole scramble, a glass of Prosecco on the signature number 7, watching the sunset, souvenir stemless wine glass etched with the Mackay logo, and the discounted private golf instruction just for participants. But you already get the one-hour clinic. all in that $60. That's fantastic. Thank you so much to the Princeville Mackay and Andrew Schmidt, PGA Associate Golf Professional, for taking the ladies out for those three holes playing lesson. Priceless. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome, Daniel, and thank you for being such a great golf ambassador. Oh. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo.
Aloha. Thank you. There's a lot of help we talk about in the golf world, you know, helping you with your game. But in private life, many of us need help that you just don't know where to turn to. You may have a mom or a dad who really loves living by themselves, but they can't keep the house clean, or they don't want to go out grocery shopping anymore. So need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative, meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, and hygiene. That kind of home care will give you peace of mind. Just a few hours a week or 24/7. You choose how many hours. Need help? Has a plan for you, for your parents, for your own retirement. You can do that too. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help 548-7526. It's available on Oahu and Maui in all 50 states. Tell them Danielle sent you, and this gentleman's going to explain exactly what Need Help is all about.
The good news is today seniors are living longer than ever before. The problem is, as we grow older, life becomes more challenging. Statistics show 3 out of 4 seniors will need some form of home care in their lifetime. The solution most people are aware of is a long-term care nursing home policy. The problem is the strict underwriting conducted in order to be accepted. Even seniors who appear healthy are rejected because of their health history, prescription medications, and more. And these days, long-term care policies are primarily written to people ages 45 to 64. So, for people 65 and older, now what do you do? True Freedom Premier Plans from American Senior Services Incorporated are the most viable alternative to long-term care insurance today. With a True Freedom membership, you're purchasing access to home care hours that can be utilized when you need them. The plans feature no underwriting, no claim forms, no deductibles, and no age limits. True Freedom Plans are available and identical in all 50 states. Clients select 1 of 4 available plans containing the amount of hours they prefer. When service is required, the member simply calls a toll-free number to the customer care center. They set up your care, coordinate the hours you specify, and pay the bills. One call does it all. Think of it like a home care concierge plan. And because it's a membership, there are no health triggers to receive service, no claim forms, and no paperwork. The plans arrange personal care assistance for things such as dressing, bathing, hygiene, meal planning and preparation, grocery shopping, light cleaning, medication reminders, being accompanied to doctor's appointments, and more, all from the comfort of your own home. A senior's safety and wellness at home are what's most important. That's why the plans allow you to receive service from a licensed home care agency or gives you the freedom to select a trusted friend or neighbor to assist you at home. Most health care coverage does not include this type of service. Are you the child of an aging parent? Does your work, current location, or ongoing responsibilities prohibit you from being there for an elder loved one? Tell them about True Freedom Premier Plans right now. True Freedom Plans can arrange for care up to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week service. The value of plan hours automatically increases with the cost of home care over time, and members are rewarded with a decrease in membership fees the first 4 years if no home care service is utilized. American Senior Services Incorporated is backed by an experienced management team working with seniors for over 30 years. They have the highest recognition and endorsement by Dun & Bradstreet and have earned their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Find out how a True Freedom Premier Plan can bring peace of mind and security to your family by contacting a representative today.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
The number again for need help is 548-7526. 548-7526. And ask for Alan Nakata and tell him Danielle sent you. All right. First off, I want to congratulate the 2017 Sony Open in Hawaii as one of 13 businesses and 8 events honored last week for their energy efficiency efforts and sustainable business practices. It's the second consecutive year the Sony Open in Hawaii was recognized under the State of Hawaii Green Business Program. And the 2016 Sony Open was the largest event certified as a green event under this program, a partnership between the Department of Business, Economic Development and Tourism, Department of Health, Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii, and the Board of Water Supply. Speaking of water, we're going to have some rain this afternoon. It's very possible that it'll come down pretty heavy at times in certain locations. It may not rain at all where you are. Of course, we're going to have another king tide come up, and that will be later today, around 6 o'clock, I think high tide is. And just a lot going on today. If you'd like to play a round of golf and get outdoors, of course, Poipu Bay has some tee times that are open for you. One is at 11:40 and 12:10. There's also on Oahu a 9:15 and a 9:30 at Kapolei, where the women's practice round for the U.S. Women's Open is today. And the qualifier is tomorrow. May you all hit the sweet spot every time, ladies, girls. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:16 and a 10:26. Makaha East a 9:30 and a 12 o'clock. They aerated the greens 3 days ago on the Emerald Course at Wailea. They have a 9:08 and a 9:54 if you'd like to play. Maui Nui has an 11:24. And Volcano on the Big Island, it was 54 degrees this morning. There's a 9:52 and a 10:10. And Makalei has a 9:20 and an 11:18. We're going to go now. Talk with Ron Syrak. It is just about, this is when the season of majors happens, okay? Ron Syrak is Golf Channel contributor, PGA, Lifetime Achievement in Journalism, author of Vision 54 Trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, published in 8 languages. He's covered over 150 majors. I'm going to have to put 160 pretty soon. Two of those 150 plus just happened last month. ANA Inspiration on the LPGA Tour and the Masters, of course. So now we go into the summer with, over the next 4 months, there are 7 major championships, and that's just on the LPGA and the PGA Tour. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron Syrak.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
It's great talking with you. And I mean, I'm looking towards, of course, the U.S. Open at Erin Hills. It's something that I'm not accustomed to. It's like this, the oceans of grass in hills, they're waves, and it's going to be interesting, I think. But the question I wanted to ask you, of all these, of the U.S. Open Women's PGA Championship, U.S. Women's Open, the Open, RICO Women's British Open, PGA Championships, of the Evian, what excites you about this coming major season?
Well, first, I look at on the side of the women's, what I'm still looking for the player who's going to stand up and say, hey, this is my season. Right now we've had 11 tournaments and 11 different winners out there, and Lydia Ko and Aria Jutanagarn haven't been among those winners. So we're looking to see who's going to be the player who's going to have a player of the year kind of season, and we're in a stretch right now. Last week started, the LPGA plays 12 tournaments in 12 weeks. 3 of those are majors championships. Now it's all a run up to the Solheim Cup. So I'm looking to see who that person is. I have a feeling it might end up being Lexi Thompson. I think that she turned that bitter, bitter disappointment at the ANA Inspiration into some motivation for her. And she seems to be playing with a renewed focus. And on the men's side, it clearly Dustin Johnson is the best player. It was a real disappointment that he had to withdraw from the Masters. I'm going to be curious to see how Sergio responds going into the, you know, when he gets on that first tee at the U.S. Open, it's the first time that he's going to be introduced at a major as a major champion. I'll be curious to see how, if he builds on what happened at Augusta. And I'll be curious to see where these guys like Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy and Jason Day, who we haven't heard a whole lot from, if they start to make noise now.
Yeah, Jason Day in particular. I mean, he's that not winning the playoff, it was almost a Tiger-esque moment.
Yeah,
that was surprised. Were you surprised when he didn't win?
Yeah, I was. I mean, you know, you certainly, Billy Horschel had nothing in his recent resume to suggest that he was going to win the tournament, and you would think that Day would be the clear favorite in that situation. On both the men's and the women's side, I think we're in a really fascinating time period, which is we were so used to for so many years having a clear best player in the world. On the men's side, Tiger and Mickelson were 1 and 1A for 15 years. On the women's side, we went right from Annika Sorenstam into the Lorena Ochoa domination, and then Jannik Sinner had her run, and then Stacey Lewis her run. And now we're sort of in a situation where on both the men's and the women's side, what we have is instead of one clear dominant player, we have some really exciting and compelling rivalries amongst six or eight players who could all legitimately be the player of the year.
And yet those rivalries are friendships. That's what's interesting is we used to talk about Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson not really liking each other, you know, and going up against each other. And there was this, not just a golf rivalry, but just sort of just two different personalities rivaling as well. And it seems in today's world, with junior golf and college golf and all these things, that these players are much more, have a huge affinity for one another.
Yeah, there really is a friendship there. You look at Ricky Fowler and Spieth and Day and McIlroy. They all like each other and they do things together socially. Look, part of the very curious and complicated chemistry that made up the competitive mindset of Tiger Woods is that he not only wanted to beat you, he wanted to humiliate you. So it made it a whole lot easier for him not to like you. And if you look at it, the people that Tiger disliked the most were the people who he perceived as his biggest threat out there.
Interesting.
And he had no interest in being friends with them because he wanted to crush them when they got on the golf course.
Now, but who taught him that? Do you think that comes naturally to a person who's been playing golf since the age of 2 or 3? Or
does... You know, I think part came from his dad, you know, Earl, but I do think a big part of that is just sort of hardwired into you. You know, I've always said part of what made Tiger Woods and Annika Sorenstam so special and is that they forgot their wins as quickly as they forgot their losses. You know, they never won a tournament and then coasted the next week. They'd go into the next tournament as if they'd never won a golf tournament in their life. And that sort of intensity, that competitive fire inside of a person, I don't think is something that's taught. I think that's something that's hardwired into your genetics.
I see what you're saying. Absolutely. And I think a little bit of dad must have rubbed off on him too. They were a team and it was the team of, Earl and Tiger that was going up against all these guys. It's really something. Now, out of all of these golf courses, I mean, Erin Hills, Olympic Fields, Trump National, Royal Birkdale, Kings Barnes, Quail Hollow, Evian, which one do you look forward to going back to?
Well, I'm going to be curious to see how Erin Hills plays out because this is sort of like a Midwest version of Chambers Bay, you know, in a lot of ways. It's a totally unknown golf course. It was like Chambers Bay. It was awarded a U.S. Open before it was built because they just liked the way the property looked. And it's going to play sort of very lengthy the way Chambers did. So it's the one that we're going into knowing the least about. So that's always a fascinating situation. I think for the women, I'm really glad to see now that the first three KPMG Women's PGA Championships have been at Westchester Country Club, Sahali, and now Olympia Field. That's a really good run. The job that the KPMG and the PGA of America have done working with the LPGA to upgrade that event is really impressive and really spectacular.
It's truly, I love what the Women's PGA Championship is now. It's what the PGA Championship has been, a major. And I asked so long, why don't the women have one? They're members too. How about Royal Birkdale? What's different when we go to England for this Open?
Well, Birkdale is it's one of my favorite courses on the rotation over there. You know, what you see on pretty much all the open rota courses, but it's really particularly true at Birkdale is they haven't had to stretch their golf courses out to obscene lengths to deal with how far the golf ball's going, because the bunkering is so brilliant over there that you can't just stand on the tee and play bomb and gouge golf. You know, you can't just grab the driver. You gotta know your yardages to miss bunkers, to lay up around them, and you're gonna see a lot of clubs less than driver being used off the tee. It's probably the only bad thing I can say about Royal Birkdale is it's probably got my least favorite clubhouse on the British Open.
Why?
It looks like a. Pay attention when you see it on TV. It looks like a airport terminal to me. It's just rather bizarre. It looks like a spaceship landed there in the mid 60s or something.
Yeah. They were doing some crazy things in the mid-60s with architecture. Yeah. We're talking with Ron Cyrak. RonCyrak.com is where you can find his writing. He is a Golf Channel contributor every Monday on Morning Drive. You need to DVR Morning Drive and check out Ron Cyrak. Always wonderful insight and certainly into the LPGA. But let's go to Bernard Langer. This man is going for his second major championship in a row. This would be his Champions Tour career Grand Slam, right? I mean, he'd be winning a winner of all of the majors on the Champions Tour.
And it would be his ninth career major, passing Jack Nicklaus's record for most majors on the Senior Tour. You really got to look at what he's doing, and I'm not sure we're fully appreciating what's going on here now. He's now won. He's been on tour 11 years, and he's won at least one tournament every year that he's been out there. He's got I think 42 Europe wins on the regular European tour and 32 wins on the Senior Tour. Both of those are in second place on the all-time ranking. He's won a couple of Masters. He's just really had a phenomenal career. But the fact that he just continues to do it on the Senior Tour year after year. And, you know, you think about it, the Senior Tour is the only sport league on the planet in which being a rookie is an advantage, because it means you're only 50 years old.
Right.
you're the youngest person out there. Every year you get older, you know, but Bernard seems to be defying time. He's getting older, but he's not getting any less good.
And everybody thought that he would be done when the anchored putter was taken away from him.
He fought back from a terrible, terrible case of the yips in his career, and that's when he went for the long putter originally. If there's one thing that Langer has shown over and over again, it's that he's got a mental toughness that's very, very special. But he just figured out another way to do it.
He's a machine. He's a wonderful person. I mean, he agreed to be on my show. So, you know, this little show in the Pacific Ocean, Bernard Langer says, oh, yeah, sure, I'll be on it. And we had a chat for 20 minutes. It was really quite special. Amazing. NCAA Golf Championships on Golf Channel. That was at Rich Harvest Farms. What's up with Rich Harvest Farms? It's like they've invested in doing championship tournaments. Women's Championship was won, of course, by Arizona over Northwestern, and it was so painful. Casey Komoto, Hawaii's girl, she was the only winner on the Northwestern team. She played brilliantly. And I thought Northwestern had a chance, but Arizona was strong, wasn't it?
Yeah, Northwestern did a great job just to get to the finals. They had to fight back in the semis to get there, and that was a very impressive win. But Arizona State is the top dog in women's college golf. They've just been dominating out there for a couple of decades now. I love the fact that they've taken the team championship for both the men and the women to match play. I think team match play is one of the most exciting formats that there is out there. And I love the fact that that the NCAA has worked with Golf Channel to make it a midweek event, a weekday event.
Yes.
You know, to give it exposure and not be on, you know, look, if they were playing on Saturday and Sunday, they wouldn't be on any TV. They would not get that TV exposure because the Golf Channel would be covering, if they're not covering the PGA Tour, they'd be covering the LPGA or the Champions Tour.
Yeah, or the web.com.
Or the web.com tour, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But by having it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday out there, you know, you're seeing, it's getting TV exposure. I also think that taking the NCAA to match play is going to translate into Solheim Cup and Ryder Cup victories for the Americans down the road. Europeans tend to play more match play than Americans do. And I think this is going to give them more competitive toughness and experience in match play. And that's going to translate into better experienced match play players in those team competitions on the professional level.
Interesting. I think you're absolutely right. And I think watching those kids play as forcefully as they did, the women, and now we get to watch the men Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Men is the individual, right? On Monday, rather. And then they go into the team format for the Tuesday, Wednesday. And it's all on Golf Channel. And it's really compelling. And it's great watching. It was great seeing three women doing the commentating for the women's from Golf Channel's Golf Central. It was just amazing.
And watching both of those events too makes you realize how much talent there is in college golf now. One of the single most dramatic ways in which golf's changed in all the years that I've been covering it is college golf is so much better now than it was. You can really gain competitive toughness playing college golf out there now. They've made the courses more difficult. The depth of competition is much greater than it was, and it's not easy out there to win anymore. And I just think that's something that's really made it function much more as a feeding tour for the professional level, for the LPGA and for the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I was just thinking, it's like a mini tour. It's like a mini tour for amateurs, and this mini tour is bringing in people from around the world, because the Europeans, the Asians are all coming to U.S., where they know there is this already put together golf competition, so they can get their college degrees, they can get more of the competitive golf under their belt, and maybe seeing out what the real competition is out there in the United States and around the world, and then see whether or not they want to take it to a further level.
Yep.
Something I usually don't like to say. Ai Miyazato, is she really retiring?
People will never fully appreciate how much I went through out there. The burden on her to be the star from her home country was so incredible, intense. I remember when she first came out there, it was like when Ichiro was first playing baseball for the Seattle Mariners. I would come out there and there'd be 35 Japanese journalists, photographers at every tournament she played, and following her every hole that she played. I always learned the best time to eat in an LPGA media room was when I was on the golf course, because that meant that 40 people were out following her around and the place would be empty. But I don't think she ever really lived up to what was expected of her. And I think the pressure on her was crushing in a lot of ways. And oh, by the way, one of the nicest, smartest people I've ever met in any walk of life. When I first met her, she couldn't speak English at all, and within 2 or 3 years, you could joke with her. She was totally comfortable and totally fluent in it, and a relentlessly smiling, upbeat person.
When Ai Miyazato came to the SBS Championship at Turtle Bay, they had to open up the ballroom to accommodate 60 journalists.
That's right.
Henrik Stenson Henrik Stenson said he hasn't had time to practice because the media demands after winning the Open last year have been so intense that all he's doing is taking selfies with people, signing autographs. There's just no time. So imagine Ai Miyazato. Once she landed, I don't think she ever had a chance to actually just be a golfer and a professional golfer, just focusing on her craft. Ron Cyrak, ronsyrak.com, Golf Channel contributor, PGA Lifetime Achievement in Journalism, author of Vision 54, the trilogy that is Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, and published in 8 languages. Thank you so much for being on the show.
In the Japanese version of Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, Ai Miyazato does the introduction.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. What a close. Thanks for being on. Yep.
Thanks, Daniel.
Aloha. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU-FM Honolulu, KGU-AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. I'd like to take one more break. We're going to do that right now.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
At this point in the ball game, we're going to have to suggest that you go to the radiogolfclub.com webpage, click on the listen link, and you can listen to, the last 10 years are there archived, and you can check out the guests, and they're MP3s, so you can fast forward to the guests you want to listen to on the MP3s. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Futuristone, Futuristone's master craftsman. You got a building, you got a warehouse, you got a showroom, you want a home that looks like spectacular flooring? Yes. Turn your project into artwork, a flooring project for your warehouse. It's called Futuristone. Only the best. Claude Rousseau, master PGA professional, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Rousseau. Creative Plumbing. You don't want to get creative. No, you don't want to mess with yours, okay? You need professionals, okay? You need Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, a large one, small one, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, whether you're doing a new build, total new build, renovation, or a repair. It's those repairs that you don't want to do yourself, okay? You can get yourself in some trouble. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your business, for your home. It's Rainer Doors, and you want to increase the value of your home. Maybe you've got it on the market. Put in an automatic garage door. And Alan Nakata and Associates, need help? The number is 548-7526. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.